Random House Audio presents The Quick and the Dead by Louis L'Amour. Read for you by Jason Culp. Chapter 1. When Susanna stepped down from the wagon, Duncan had the fire going, but he sat staring into the flames, forearms resting on his knees, hands hanging loose.
Duncan?
She was a slender, graceful, and unusually pretty woman.
Duncan, what is it?
It's this. All of it. His gesture took in their surroundings. I had no right to bring you and Tom into this. No right at all.
We discussed it, Duncan. We all took part in the decision. We all decided it was the best thing.
I know, Susanna, but that was back east. It was one thing to sit in a comfortable living room and talk about the West, but it's something else when you are face to face with it. He looked westward, toward the open plains. What's out there, Susanna? What are we getting into?
Somebody's coming, Pa.
Tom was 12. If his father had doubts, he had none. They looked where he pointed. A rider was coming through the scattered trees toward them. He was a tall, rough-looking man on a roan horse, and he carried his rifle as if born with it. He pulled up some 50 yards off. His eyes swept the camp.
Howdy. All right if I come in?
There was nothing about his looks to inspire confidence, but Duncan McCaskill said,
Come on in. It's all right.
He rode up, stopping across the fire from their wagon, dismounting with his horse between himself and the fire.
Seeing your smoke, figured you might have coffee.